Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama natin ngayon dito sa SBS Filipino, isang social entrepreneur at ang founder ng The Bamboo School Project at Hop E sa Tanay Rizal. Mula pa sa Pilipinas, RJ Lizarondo. Magandang araw sa iyo, RJ.
Magandang araw sa iyo, Claudette, and thank you din sa ating mga listeners.
RJ, welcome to Australia. Kumusta ang inyong biyahe?
Well, very productive, and it's a blessing for me to meet a lot of Filipino churches and also mga kababayan din natin everywhere. Talagang napakasaya pag nakikita ka ng mga Filipinos.
Hanggang kailan ba ang inyong stay dito sa Australia?
Well, I will be staying here kasama ko ng aking family up until November 22, already on my third month dito po sa Melbourne.
Pabalik-balik na si RJ dito sa Australia.
Yes, blessing.
RJ, pag-usapan natin ang Hop E. Hop E stands for Helping Overcome Poverty Through Education. Can you tell us more about this project at paano ba ito nagsimula?
Well, Hop E happened. Actually, Hop E stands for Hope. Come up with that idea of helping overcome poverty through education. Now, the reason why we entitled that one or have an acrostic regarding that one, because it all started po sa dump site na we became a scavenger for 5 days and we do what they do and we eat what they eat. Parang ganun, kung ano yung lifestyle ng mga scavengers, yun ang ginawa namin. And since then, meeting this 12-year-old girl named Mary Rose, which is also on YouTube, they can see it as well, at Mary Rose, 12 years old scavenger. So dun na elaborate yung lifestyle ng mga mahihirap. Actually, it was an eye-opener for me na hindi ko alam na meron pala tayong ganitong condition natin mga kababayans din. And since then, while having a very short interview with Mary Rose, I am not a journalist. Talagang this is just a random talk na video namin magkapatid. And it so happened na habang nagsasalita si Mary Rose na she wanted to go to school pero hindi nila kaya dahil mahirap sila, that they need to work. Now that became a turning point, at the same time tipping point in my life, that I think we can do something about it sa mga mahihirap sa Philippines. So as I talked to her, in fact, I thought I was helping Mary Rose. In fact, ang nangyari, Mary Rose was the one who is educating me, and it seems like in my heart and in my spirit that God is really talking to me in a very special way. So that hope gave us the idea na, uy, I think this is the time that I have to put up school, but I want a school that is for free.
Si Mary Rose ang naging hudyat ng pagsimula ng Hope. Mula kay Mary Rose, ilang mga batang katutubo? Tama po ba katutubo?
Yes. Kasi is composed of the Dumagat tribal people and the Remontados. Remontados is a composed of local and mixed breed siya ng mga Dumagat. So pag yun ay nagsama, they call themselves mga Remontados.
Ilan ang pong mga katutubo ating napag-aral sa Tanay Rizal?
Siguro, when we started that school 8 years ago, to come up with a number, I think we already educated more than, sabihin na natin, around 1,000 kids na ang na-benefit dito sa school natin.
At patuloy naman po ito hanggang ngayon.
Yes, we're still doing it. At actually, right now, it's a blessing because we have now three schools that provide free education for the less fortunate.
Pag sinabi po nating free education, RJ, ang including ba yung mga guro natin, yung mga staff ng ating eskwelahan, sila po ba ay volunteers?
Actually, it's not just volunteer, but we hired private school teachers din talaga. So actually, everything has been paid for doon sa mga teachers at workers po natin. Yung school natin is actually a private school. I am in partnership with Montessori as well and other Christian organization. And they're the one who's giving me kung ano yung mga modules and curriculum. So yun yung aming sharing point. And then after that, they graduated. So kami naman ay legalized under the national government. So yun yung aming ginagawa sa Mountain.
Isang private school at libreng edukasyon para sa kanila. Wow!
Yes. Oh.
Ang tanong, saan galing ang pondo upang mapanatiling natutugunan ng pansin ang pangangailangan ng komunidad?
Actually, it's very exciting kasi I remember 2 years ago, my brother Jonathan Lizarondo has been interviewed by Channel 2 and then Channel 7. Kasi ang topic nila is how are we doing it to fund itong mga free education. Lo and behold, we're just doing it primarily on Facebook. We do social media as the platform of getting funds. And second one, it goes to the network churches that we have. So every time I was invited to preach sa mga churches, I usually share this story. And our most of it, actually, yung nag-start ako ng ministry, almost 70% of my operation came from Australia.
So nabubuhay ito sa pamamagitan ng fundraising?
Yes po.
Wow.
Fundraising lang po talaga. And we're doing it for the past 8 years. That's why si Corina Sanchez before mentioned it, she's just blown away na wow, ang lakas talaga pala ng platform ng social media. And social media as well became a platform din na talagang na-invite din kami from other countries at na-invite kami personally.
Magaling. So sino-sino po ba ang mga nakakabenepisyo dito sa libreng edukasyon?
So number one, of course, is the tribal people called the Dumagat tribes. The second one is what we call the remontados or the local people. Ito yung mga tao sa Manila na napagod na sila makipagbunuan sa Metro Manila, so they went back to the mountain. At doon ko nakita that there is this growing number of children na mga uneducated talaga. And what can we do if we only have one public school sa bayan? So this is a good opportunity wherein a private school would pioneer something. So at least ang sabi ko, this is a private school. So nagkaroon ng lahat ng interest ng mga bata doon, including yung mga leaders ng local community, na ipasok din nila yung mga anak nila sa eskwelahan din natin.
Hindi lamang libreng edukasyon, mayroon ding livelihood program, community development, ALS.
Yes, actually nakaka-excite ko ngayon eh. After staying on the mountain for almost 5 years, we have several projects and livelihood projects na nagawa na natin doon. Number one is technically right now we're one of the largest rose plantation in Tanay, Rizal. So we supply roses ngayon sa Dangwa. And number two, we also do yung mga organic farming. We supply sa several shops din sa Metro Manila and they buy goods from us. So doon kami nag-create ng concept ng social entrepreneur. And our last project right now is to put up a water refilling station. And in that way, those people who will buy mineral waters for us will actually benefit an income. At yung income na yun, dun yung gagamitin namin yung sa pambayad namin sa mga teachers. So ito yung naging cycle na, that's what we call a social entrepreneur. So what we're doing, we're actually empowering yung ating mga ginagawa din using mga livelihood system na naka-in-place na po dun sa Tanay, Rizal.
At hindi lamang livelihood program, meron din tayong mga medical mission at ecotourism missions?
Yes, actually meron nga ngayon mag-sponsored one dental mission coming from dito sa Australia and they wanted to go sa Philippines for a dental mission para ma-benefit yung mga Dumagat tribes. So what we do kasi is that we partner with other churches and businesses na if they want a social work, so ito kami na pipili nila to have partnership. So that's why meron tayong medical mission which we're doing it every year. In fact, pag-uwi ko sa Philippines, Rotary Club and the Lions Club will organize a 2,000 kids feeding program na mangyayari po mismo sa community po namin. So it's a blessing na ganung karaming bata ngayon na mabe-benefit natin sa medical field naman.
Sa tingin mo, RJ, ano ang impact nitong ginagawa nating tulong sa mga katutubo sa Tanay, Rizal?
Napakalaking impact na nangyari. After 8 years of staying dun sa mountain, I was really blown away while yung nag-mention na sa akin ng mga government officials na ang prostitution rate sa mountain ay bumaba. Number one, yung rebellion na sinasabi natin na tinatawag natin dun, ay talagang nagulat sila, nagkaroon ng decreasing number of yung sabihin natin yung mga kaguluhan sa kanilang community. Because I always believe yung change of heart is the most important thing sa isang tao. Coming to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and having a proper understanding as well of the Bible and then natuturuan din sila tungkol sa buhay din nila. So yun eh, it's more about character building na nakikita po namin. Talagang nagkaroon ng massive, I can say it's a massive change po sa community and people start loving the Lord and honoring each other because of what we have done or pioneered something sa mountain po.
Kumbaga may transformation na nangyari sa Tanay Rizal.
Exactly, I like that word, transformation, tamang-tama po talaga.
Yeah. At ikaw ay nandito sa Australia para sa isang mission. May inihanda din kayong kaganapan?
Yes, actually, there was this one church called Firstborn Gospel Church who happened to sponsor or pioneered a fundraising concert which will happen on November 12 at Destiny's Church. And it was such an honor for me na mayroong isang church na nag-spearhead ng project neto because all the proceeds of the tickets will go to our ministry and empower our ministry for next year operation. So, nakakatuwa po na marami din mga Filipinos and churches as well na nag-participate because they saw kung saan mapupunta din yung mga tickets sold na mangyayari po on the December, on November 12 po. Yes, I'm inviting everybody, those people who are listening right now po, to come and join us on November 12. This is Saturday at around 5 p.m. at Destiny's Church that we have a night of music. I hope you will come and join us. God bless you all.
Maraming salamat, RJ Lizarondo, and all the best sa Hope.
Tangkilikin ang higit pang mga kwento sa inyong wika sa pamamagitan ng pagbisita sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.